Hello everyone and welcome to the Film Reel podcast, where myself and Connor chat about the movies and shows that we love with some interesting guests along the way. On today's episode, we thought it would be fitting to talk about the movies that we love while maybe hearing about some of the favorites of our fellow classmate. Connor, could you give us a quick rundown of what some of your favorite movies are and why?
That'd be hard now to narrow them down. Thankfully, I've written them down.
Oh, great.
Just to help myself with this now. yeah. So in, I gave myself kind of two categories, so like animated and live action. Mm-hmm. So in the animated side of things, so more recently, Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse, both just fantastic movies.
Great movies, yeah.
But then kind of throwing it back to the literally 2000, the year 2000,
yeah.
A movie called Titan A.E. came out, and it's very under the radar.
What's it called?
Titan A.E.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a really cool sci-fi, pretty much a kind of a, for its time, for an animated movie, it's very stacked cast of like Bill Pullman, Ron Perlman, Matt Damon, as a few of the names that I can't think of off the top of my head, but like just for what it was, and like it's a good mix between 2D and 3D, really well blended together. But then for like live action, I've got Logan, pretty because it was just Hugh Jackman's like great send-off after yeah. getting screwed over with his other movies.
Yeah.
This is a brilliant way to wrap it all up in a nice little bow. And then The Batman as well. Absolutely amazing movie.
Great, yeah.
And what about yourself?
So yeah, again, like you, it's a bit hard. I mean, I love Seven. Love David Fincher's movie. And I think with animated as well, if I'm following your similar structure, just to give myself sort of something to go on because it's a hard question. Lion King as well. Excellent. Can literally watch that any day of the week. Into the Spider-Verse as well is up there too. And then I suppose one thing I really, really love as well, I think Sing Street.
Oh, amazing yes, movie. I completely forgot about that. Yeah. It's my favorite Irish
yeah.
movie.
And then I think on my list of most yeah. favorite movies, the most recent one I think is The Lighthouse.
Ooh, okay.
With Pattinson and Dafoe.
Yeah.
So weird. The weirdest movie ever. But kind of similar stuff to Saltburn.
Oh, it'll be something spoilers now, Tom. That's the end of the show now.
But no, Lighthouse as well, and I think Knives Out as one of the more recent ones I've really, really liked.
Yeah.
I think Knives Out, there's just something kind of cozy about it. You know those murder mysteries?
Yeah.
Just kind of, you can kind of curl up and watch it.
Yeah.
Nice and warm. But
just see getting Pattinson getting eaten alive by some seagulls.
Yeah,
very soothing.
Yeah. So cozy. But yeah, I think that's my most recent favorite film. But I think my earliest favorite film is Singing in the Rain.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I was looking at it last night just in preparation for this, and I think my favorite movies span from 1952 to 2019.
Well,
it's just like,
that's a big gap.
Yeah, but I think also Top Gun Maverick is soon to make the list. I think.
Yeah,
I love Top Gun Maverick so much.
Yeah,
I've seen it a few times. Yeah,
actually, just top of my head, I completely forgot. I don't know why I didn't add this. Nice Guys.
Nice Guys.
I'm obsessed.
Good. Yeah,
nice guys. It needs a freaking sequel. It yeah. needs it. I probably won't get it, but amazing yeah. movie.
You know, it's a great movie. But other than those movies, I think it now is a good time to start to hear from some of our classmates. Myself and yourself went around the past couple of days getting a few opinions, and we are going to hear those opinions now and talk about those choices.
My favorite movie would be Fantastic Mr. Fox, because I think it's just a beautifully constructed film.
My favorite movie is Kingsman. I just like the action and it's a very good one.
Favorite film is Surf's Up, because I love Chicken Joe.
Oh, look at that.
Awesome.
That, for the podcast, that is a tattoo of Chicken Joe on my leg. It's just a good movie. It's done like a documentary, but about penguins. It's perfect. I love it. Thank you.
It's a lot of pressure, man. Favorite film? Surf's Up. Because the penguins kind of make me cry a little bit.
My favorite film is Juno, for the soundtrack and for Michael Cera alone.
So my favorite movie is Tangled. And the reason I like it so much is just the story resonated with me when it first came out, and it was one of the first Disney 3D movies after Princess and the Frog. So I just loved the animation so much, it made me want to go into storytelling.
My favourite movie is The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy because I love comedies. It's my favourite genre and Melissa McCarthy is my favourite actress.
Yeah. Okay, my favourite movie is 10 Things I Hate About You because it's really comforting and reminds me of being a teenager.
My favourite film is When Harry Met Sally, and that is because I just think it's really simple and the conversations are really natural, and Meg Ryan was everyone's 90s dream woman.
My favourite film is The Iron Giant because it just takes me back to being with my mom, blankets, sweets, and just, you know, that childhood feeling.
My favourite movie is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid because I grew up watching Westerns and it's a really big comfort movie for me.
Well, Connor, we had a good, quite a range of movies from people.
Very good.
Everything from Surf's Up to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, that was a surprising one. I'm not going to lie.
I was expecting something kind of along the lines of what we were getting, but then Luke Kavanagh dropped the bomb and it was just like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But we didn't have any Citizen Kanes. We didn't have anything from...
No 12 Angry Men.
No Artsy Fellini or anything, but we had two... Surf's Up.
Oh, top-notch movie, though.
No, we can't disagree with it.
Someone showed us their tattoo of...
that dedication.
On the leg. Yes, they must love that movie.
but I think we can all agree that those are all great movies as well.
Absolutely.
We've spoken about some of our favourite movies, stuff that's already came out, but now I think it would be good if we start to talk about some of our most anticipated films. So, Connor, do you have anything coming out? We know it. Big trailer dropped yesterday on our way home, but what's your take on the new Furiosa trailer?
It looks amazing. It looks really good, but I just don't know what to expect from it. Like, there's some bits that just look really, really good, but I don't know, maybe just the Tom Hardy Mad Max is kind of setting the bar a bit too high, but I know I'm setting my bar a bit too high, but I am very, very excited for it though at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching it and I was expecting... I rewatched the trailer for Fury Road after watching it. And when I saw the trailer for Fury Road, I was like, that all looks real. Like, that's crazy. That all looks like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Real. It doesn't have the same kind of feel.
Furiosa, it looks very CGI-y. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I think whatever kind of color grading they did. Hopefully it is just as real. Yeah. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact date, but maybe they might... tidy up some of the CG before it comes out.
No, it just said 2024.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just coming next year. Okay.
But I did like seeing cool to see a Morton Joe come back. I doubt they got the same actor, but it'd be really cool to see him again.
Yeah, and then we have Chris Hemsworth in there.
It's good to see him in his natural accent. I don't think I've seen a movie with him either sounding like a Norse god or at a generic American.
Yeah, I feel like those later days in Thor, he kind of just like started doing the Australian. I don't think they really cared at the
true,
end.
True, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, good point. We have some other stuff coming out. We have Napoleon. We're seeing that tomorrow. And we have a few things written down here. We have Ferrari, Michael Mann's new movie. We've got Poor Things.
Poor Things looks interesting. Like, Willem Dafoe looks special. Yeah. He looks cool.
We also have Rebel Moon. I know Zack Snyder can be kind of... like polarizing.
It's like, he got rejected for Star Wars and then he's like, okay, screw it, I'm just gonna go make the same thing for Netflix.
Because when you watch the trailer, there are literally lightsabers in the Rebel Moon trailer.
it's like I kind of think of it though as like Star Wars mixed with Dune, which like has like this crazy family lineage type kind of feeling, and like the fact that it's just like on a massive scale like Dune, like this is just insane.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm so excited for Rebel Moon. I was talking to someone a couple of months about it.
Oh, yeah?
Months ago about it, and they just said, Rebel Moon is going to be the best Star Wars movie ever made.
That's a good one.
Because I feel like the thing about Zack Snyder, even though he's can be a bit of divisive as a filmmaker, whenever I watch a movie, one of his movies, I feel like if he can just make, if people just leave him alone, and if he can just make a movie, what I get from him, which I like as well.
Yeah, because I loved, Jesus Christ, I was blanking, Watchmen. Watchmen was a great movie.
Yeah.
And when at the time when I saw it, I was like, I wasn't as into movies as I am now. I wasn't as like well-versed in who the director was. So I didn't know it was Zack Snyder until years later. And then when I saw Man of Steel, I was like, didn't hate it, but I was like, why the hell is this guy Zack Snyder making Batman like a killer and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And then you obviously find out, down the road, like the whole Justice League stuff, it's not exactly his kind of faults all through the studios. But like you said, leave him alone to do his thing and he'll make an absolute banger of a film.
Yeah, well, Mr. Snyder, if you do end up listening to us, we can't wait for Rebel Moon. Maybe you can give us some free tickets to whenever the cinema releases. I think it is getting a cinema release. But to our listeners, if anyone wants to let us know what their favorite movie is, please let us know. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Film Reel podcast. This is Tommy and Connor signing off. Thanks so much.